Good
morning, Rabbi. I brought my notebook because I know what you will say will be worth writing down.
Thank you.
How's this truma? Nidras Hamishkan and the Binyan Hamishkan. If you look around in the Sforim, there are many points, many eitzes and guidance as to how we should do tzedakah. This is the first instance in the Torah where Torah talks about giving away. If you have a look, it's the whole eitzes, how one should give, or help you to make it easy for you to give. Mepharshim are full of hadrocha, the gabi inyan from tzedakah. So we'll come across one few points in Yitz Hashem. But this morning, I had a thought before I came here, I was thinking about what I'm going to say. Angefar on the kasha. I had a kasha on the parasha. It's an intricate kasha, like a kasha within a kasha. The pasuk says, Abba b'nei yuzab yikho li teruma. So Rashi, li lishmi. Lishma. It's got to be lishma. It's a double kasha. A kasha within a kasha. Every mitzvah has to be lishma. Every mitzvah, you do something to the Ribono Shel Olam, you do it because the Ribono Shel Olam said so. If you do it for any other reason, it's a pegam in the mitzvah. So why does the Torah say here, b'yichol lishmi? Got to be lishmi. And then a kasha in the reverse. The olam yasek on the material mitzvah shelo lishma. Should be tov shelo lishma, bo lishma. So make up your mind. Is it lishmi? Yeah. We said on many occasions, I've used the expression, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Of course, what you do, you have to do it right, but that's not an action fulfilling a mitzvah, ketikuna, without the machshava, it's very empty. The Ribono Shel Olam wants, the ikir is the Ribono Shel Olam wants that we should serve him. So therefore, if I put on tefillin, because I put on tefillin, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem didn't say put on tefillin. He says, I want you to put on tefillin because I want you to put on tefillin. So if we put on tefillin, we're thinking about Echmeis Vos or any mitzvah that we're doing. If you're thinking, Shaloi Lishma, I'm doing this because I want people to say I'm a great guy, that's not nice at all. That's really bad. But I'm not thinking why. I do it mitzvah on Hashem Melumoto. It's habit. I always do it. So I do it. It's failed. It's missing. If other mitzvah has to be Lishma. But there's one very important point, which you mustn't forget about. It's got to be lishma. You think, I'm doing this for the sake of the Ribono Shel Olam, but the pasuk says, I think the Sternbuch points this out, it says, k'chol asher ani, mitzabe oisach. And what was the lashon? K'chol asher ani mare oischa. When you do it, you have to do it exactly of the halacha. Kachol. About it's got to be the kavana is to the Ribono Shel Olam. It makes it about the Ribono Shel Olam. But how you do it, I say it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. If the maisa, the halacha has to be exactly, the maisa mitzvah has to be within the parameters of halacha, and there's no wavering. I remember the Rashi was the Tzadik Lerocha, was talking about what the kavana when you put on tefillin. He said, "But that's all because the tefillin. The machaber and ala grusa kavanas arizal, but the tefillin are not lechatchila. Avada, the eighth zach is it's got to be kechol hashani my oisko. The action has got to be exactly al pi halacha. Shulchan Aruch tells you exactly how to do it, and then you're doing the act. What are you thinking? That's what it is lishma. So what does Chazal say? La'olam yasek on material a mitzvah shelo lishma shafilu shebutok shelo lishma bo lishma. It's poshut. We can't wake up at the mitzvah. A kid of 13 who's a gadol in the eyes of Chazal, Grace of Bal Sechel is there at 13. Yes, dafatan a mitzvah lishma. Got it? Mishma. Kenny's down as I. And we who are a little bit older than 13 also have a long way to go to do mitzvahs lishma mamish 100% for the kavodah of the Ribono Shleilam. Even we're a lot better than that, but 100% says the Torah, Chazal, don't worry, la'olam, you carry on. You'll be surprised yourself. You think you're doing this here and you're not 100% sure if it's lishma, it goes down, it's ken down, it's your lishma. Could be lishma. You've got to start at the bottom of the ladder. Nobody can start at the top with a lishma. So you start at the bottom of the ladder, but as long as you're aiming to get as high as you can. So back to the first question. Why Torah here by the Mishkan, they say lishma? So I thought perhaps this could be, I think should be a correct answer. When we do a mitzvah, the Maaseh HaMitzvah brings an oil, a kedusha, on the person. When we dab it to the Ribono Shleilam. When we do a Maaseh HaMitzvah, the Maaseh HaMitzvah, it brings a kedusha, and that is our connection. We are connected to the Ribono Shleilam. Right? So, however great the mitzvah, however good you do the mitzvah, however well you do it with the lishma, etc., the greater will be your davkus to the Ribono Shleilam. That's how close you will get. Oh, we're talking about a mishkan, which the pasuk says, Oimdim. Oimdim la'olam. Chazal say, Oimdim la'olam. The Mishkan was never destroyed. Mishkan d'chals d'otan, and it will come back. Okay, what we'll use, how we'll use it, what we'll use it for, basically, I don't know. But I say, Oimdim la'olam, the Mishkan, it stayed by the Amut, by the Karoshim. But other Mepharshim say, by Andazachan as well. The whole lot, the whole Moshe Rabbeinu Mishkan is la'olam. Because Moshe, since it was Moshe Rabbeinu who made it, it'll be the oilam. Yeah, that's what it will be. So, that means this Mishkan is a building for eternity of the Mokav Ashkina. We're not talking about, this is the highest level that could be in this world, is the Kedusha, the Ribono Shel Olam is here today, now, always. For that, it has to be Lishma. We can't start at the bottom of the ladder here. Give the Shalodish, well, he gives this because he wants to have his name on there, you know. There's got to be Lishma. Every Nesina has to be Lishma when it comes to a Mishkan. Because we're not just doing a mitzvah, we're doing the spitz from bringing Kedusha and Shechina into this world. La'olam. It's not just for the 40 years in the Midbar. La'olam. I feel it today. So therefore, the chola, that could be why it would be necessary lishmi. So, oy bazoy, go a little bit further. I saw in a sefer the word like this. It seems in the pasuk, David Abnei Yisrael, v'yikhu li teruma. They shall take teruma. Then it says, tikhu es terumasi. You shall take. That's talking to Moshe. So who's doing the taking? Bnei Yisrael? Or Moshe? So the answer is like this. If it's got to be Lishma, absolutely Lishma, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the collector, and he comes and collects you, he can see to your Lishma, to Nish Lishma, that's a Nish Neman. He won't accept it, sorry, I can't. Stam Gaboim go to take, they'll take it for everybody, whether they gave it Lishma, or they didn't give it Lishma, they can't discern. An ordinary person, the people who would go, the Gaboim, who would go to collect for the Truma, they could not discern the 100% Lishma of the giver. They can't know that. Moshe Rabbeinu can. Huh? Yeah, but I have a Bechira to give, I might not give Lishma. But if Moshe Rabbeinu comes, you'll give. So it wants to stay like this. If Moshe, if the Bnei Yisrael has an ordinary Gaboim come along and collect, they'll take everybody. Is it okay? Are you happy? Yeah, and they'll give it. Yeah, they don't know your Lishma or Shlo Lishma. But if Moshe Rabbeinu came along and you want to give Moshe, you'd say, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting it. Therefore, the Pasuk says like this. Bnei Yisrael, v'yikholi. The Bnei Yisrael, they can take from everybody. You can take from people who you know are. What about those people that Taka gave? According to this, the Bnei Yisrael, the Gaboim collected from people, Shalai Lishma. We've just said the Staff's and Lishma. The Tesnar Teret, for that cash in a posset in Vayakil, which I think I've said here once before, in Vayakil, for that cash in. What we just had, we've had a chiddush of a cash in now, that the Bnei Yisrael would collect from everybody, and they can't tell whether it's Lishma or not. Come to Chos, there is amongst the collections things which are not really royal for the Mishkan. It's a loy Lishma. So there's something wrong here. What's the biggest Shaloy Lishma when it comes to tzedakah, is that I gave, you know, this building, I've got Shah, you know, it's got on the entrance of the building, it's got Shah, it's my building. The most common and the easiest Shaloy Lishma is for Gaiva. That's there is for emphatazoi. In Vayakel, the pasuk says, La malocha meaning the donations, hoist of dayom was enough. L'chol ha-malocha la'asis oista v'hoisen. And it was over. The kasha, either it was enough or it's over. Right? It's the teret. The teret says it was over. No, sorry. The teret was the people brought the schoira. And we know the first day the Shekhinah didn't come, the second day the Shekhinah didn't come, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Every day the Shekhinah, Moshe Rabbeinu took it up and down for 7 days. What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu, not verstanden. There's a pgam here. What's the pgam? This is Shaloy Lishma. There's a Shaloy Lishma here. What kind of Shaloy Lishma? A gaiva. So Mamela, if you whisper in the Nadwan's ear, you gave £500,000 for this yeshiva, by the way, we didn't use it, did you? Oi. You deflate his ego. Oi, Gaval. Oh, you didn't him. Oh, you made a punish blow. Better tshuva tien av zan gaiva, and it'll become lishma. So Mamela, Mamlocha, Mamlocha, you know why it was dayom? Why was it enough? Not in kamos, enough in machshava? Because Vahoy said, because there was stuff left over, or even if there wasn't stuff left over, otherwise you could have said to the guy, we didn't use yours. Thank you very much for it. You want it back? Oh, I thought, Mamela, he'll, I want you to give. And it realizes why it's not been accepted. So he'll do tshuva, and Mamela, it'll be accepted, and then it'll be dayom. So the Lishma, Shaloy Lishma, all puts it, all fixed it together. Interesting. Interesting indeed. The pasuk starts off and tells you what you should take. It says, Zohar, Vachesem, and Choses. So, and there's an order, yeah? The Tcheles, Agomot, El Hashoni, Sheshu Izim, etc., etc., right? So, if I were to have asked you, when I saw this kasha, I immediately had a teret, and I realized that was wrong. Why does it say gold first? Well, because gold's more valuable than silver. Right? Zohar first. But no. It should have gone the other way around, because the Pasuk says, Li HaKesev Li HaZov Amar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch himself says, Li HaKesev Li HaZov. So, when reckoning with the Roshlam, with silver and gold, silver comes first. And those are Zohar. The Teres is like this, very beautiful. And later on we see that in situations where there have been Karbonas, you have been a Chatos and an Oila, Chatos comes first. If a person bringing a Chatos and an Oila, Chatos first. The Marshal, if you sinned against the king, before you give him a present, you first say, I'm sorry. Chatos is first, you mechaper, and now you've shown you're upset at disobeying the king, and then he'll be happy to accept the present. Yeah? Now, the Yidden, by giving money for the, by giving Zohav for the Mishkan, were mechaper for giving the Zohav for the Egel. The Mishkan, it was a kapor on the Egel. It's a kaporo. So they needed the kaporo first. The Zahav comes first. They're giving the gold first, and that will become a kaporo, and then you can give the rest of the donation. That's why Zahav is mentioned before Kesef. Also, interestingly enough, in the introduction of what you give, the pasuk says, Zahav, v'chesef, unchoses, uscheles, v'argoa, salashani, v'sheish, everyone and, v'izim, v'oidos elim, v'oidos chosim, v'atzishitim, and then, shemen. Why not v'shemen? Everywhere's up there, a whole list of vavs, and then, shemen la'mo'er, besomin v'shemen la'mishcha, avnei shoyim, no vavs. On the shemen la'mo'er, besomin, no vav. The shemen la'mishcha, says besomin, that's besomin for shemen. Avnei shemen, avnei miluim. Again, no vavs.
Huh?
Oh, so is that Zohar. There's two sets of givings. One lot which they actually gave of their own, And there was another lot which Akshvohu gave, brought down from heaven. Because we know clearly the Avnei Shoham stated Tanya's Ben Uziel says Anone Shemayo, that the clouds went to Fishoin and collected from there Avnei Shoham Avnei, collected the precious stones and brought it and dumped it near the Yid, and the Yid picked them up. Aye, and the same goes state writer also that the Anani Shemayo went into Gan Eden and took Shemen and Shemen Apasamoin, and they took of their Besamim, and that's why that lot was a separate giving. So the equally to Rumah Bazoi Sashuma said, take who you should take from them, come on, stop. Shemen Lamor was also, but they didn't give that. Shemen, they didn't donate, they didn't work on that. That was given to them from Akkad Mohu. Shemen Lamor, Besamim and Mishra Mishra, all those things at the end were heavenly sent down. So it's a separate giving than the first lot. Again, a very interesting thought. Tachash, Ma'oros Tachoshim. Tachash things. So Rashi says, the Targum calls it Sasgoino, because Sos Begavonim Shalot. It was a very colourful creature, and it had lots of colours. So Sas Goino means Sos in Governor. It rejoiced with its colours. So Rashi says that's what it is, right? And then Rashi goes on to say, it was only around for that time. Lefi Zeh, by the way, I don't know if it's very much around nowadays, but years ago when the first, after Zilberman's English Rashi came out, there was a blue book with a linear translation on Rashi. I forget what it's called. But in that book, in that Chumash, they translate Tachash as seal skin. Afdem habich four kashas. Four kashas. Number one, as far as I know, a seal isn't very colourful. It's either dark grey or... That's number one. Number two, Rashi says, like, a little shot off. We've got them around today. They'll be right. Number two. Number three, Sachaya at the Behemoth Tameo. We use a Behemoth Tameo in the Mishkan, right? And number four, seals don't live on land, they're in the water, so. Bit schwer. To say it's a seal, zeh schwer. So, Rashi says, Sasgoina, right? Sasgavna, it rejoices. Maybe its name is Tachash. Why did Rashi tell us it is Sasgoina? Or why did the Talmud translate it? It's Tachash. It's a very good answer. We've just said, Lohosa Elo Lashah. When Akshvohu made the world, in the beginning, he brought all the behemoths to Adam Rishon, and that was its name, as I state in Possum. So every animal in the beginning of the creation came before Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon said, you're a lion, you're a tiger, you're a cat, you're a dog. He gave them the names. In Lashon HaKodesh, because at the beginning of the world, it was Lashon HaKodesh. Later on, with the Bovel, with the tower, is Hakshmohu Bolal Lashon Galadam, so all other languages came around. Arami came around then, right? Lashon Arami, but there was no Tachash to name then. So later on, when Tachash arrived, whenever it was, El Lashon, what name has it got? So Rashi says, who gave it a name? You know what it is? It is Sasgoina. It's a creature which has got lots of colours and happy with its colours. I can't give it its Aramic name. Because the question was, why did Rashi say that the Targum says Sasgoina? Why does Rashi have to translate it and explain it? Maybe that's its name in Arami. It can't have a name in Arami. Because when Arami names were given out, it wasn't around. So later on when it came about. So we describe it. It is a creature which is happy with its colours.
Everything created by
Bnei Yisrael,
everything for the
Tabernacle,
everything, even.
Yeah. Okay, you quoted the apostles. Aye, today we've got, but those are blends, and we've grafted things together. But origin is Enkel Cholos Tachas Hashemesh. It would be difficult, you're right. So maybe this creature is a graft of. Again, it's not very likely to be. going back to the first pasuk, the pasuk says, "Vayikholi teruma." So it's the second pasuk. "Vayikholi teruma." So they are taking a teruma. So it's their teruma. Yeah, it's their separation. But the end of the pasuk says, "Tikhu es teruma si." So teruma si means my separation. Well, Hashem did. It sounds like he's the giver. Yikholi teruma. They shall take a teruma. Tikhu es teruma si. My, it's my giving. So, was it the people's giving, or was it Akash Baruch's donation? So again, I saw something interesting which could fit in a bit with the die of the Hoysayer. I saw in the Sefer, it says like this, they had to use Zohav Tohor. Zohav Tohor means utterly, absolutely pure, 100% gold. I mean, I don't know, I'm not in the trade of precious metals, but Zohav Tohor in the Torah language has to be spitz tohor. Must be very rare. To have Zohar tohor, we call sig, it would be very rare. And they need a lot of gold. There was an awful lot of gold used in the Mishkan. So that's it. People came along, Mishkan Rebbe said, look here, we need Zohar. We need so many kilograms, a thousand kilograms of gold. Zohar tohor. I'll go around the whole Kehillah. He's got 3 kilos, he's got one, he's got half, he's got thus, yes, Mahanisht. Right? I haven't got enough. So the Bernishlan Moshe, you give. Yikholi teruma, you take. And if you take it, Lishma, when it gets there, psst, it'll be extra. Terutumasi, I'll top it up. You know, we've heard of the first matching campaign, right? The first case of matching. You give to the Bernishlan, and it's not going to be enough. I'll give the rest. That's why it says, Yikholi, they shall take. I won't be enough terumasi, and then and this is, I think, a very important message in other mini mitzvahs. You know, there's times of mitzvah, I cannot do the whole mitzvah, ich ken ich, it's too much. You have to do the whole lot. Do what you can. That's always the cloud. You do your utmost, and the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the cloud, the truth is MS. If we look at it really, look at what Zalbabas talks about this, every Maisa HaMitzah that we do, we can't really do it. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the kochos to do it. We can have the machshava, we want to do the mitzvah, but the Maisa of doing the mitzvah, that we should physically be able to put our hand in the pocket and take out the money and give it, or do any mitzvah, pick a lulav, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's part, because he's giving you the kochos. So really, you're never doing anything, really. What you really, it's the machshava that goes, it's the machshava, I want to do machshava, and then, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the wherewithal that I can do it, in fact. So, teruma, you're taking the trouble, but in the end of the day, it's teruma. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's input is very great.
Where did they get the minerals from?
Sorry?
Where did they get these minerals? Gold, silver, like that?
They must have taken them from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the richest country in the world then. I had that kasha when I saw this chap, but Zohar Tohar, maybe. Even have loads of gold. Of all that gold that's there, how much is Zohar Tohar? A very small percentage. Come here, the chap. Right. So, Hassam Sofer. It's very likely that I've said this here at this. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm Pastor Truman. I spoke last year, I think so. And my notes, it said Toshin Pei Dalad. So, okay, but it's Kedai Ibutazog, and maybe those that didn't hear, or even for Mita Chazit, it's Gevaldik. The Chassam Sofer asks Kashas in the beginning of the Pasha. In the beginning of the Pasha, it says, Vosuli Mikdosh. Make for me a Mikdosh. And then the famous question, B'shochanti B'soichom, it should say B'soicha in it. Okay, that's the second question. And then it goes on to say, K'chol Asher Ani Emare Oischa, what should you do? Like I showed you, Estavnis HaMishkan. So it said before, it was called Mikdosh. Make for me a Mikdosh. So it should say, like I showed you, the Mikdosh. Another question. And then, B'chein Tasu, so they should, repetition, B'chein Tasu, so they shall do. We just said, Ba'asu Li, make for me a Mikdosh. Why do you have to say B'chein Tasu, so you shall do? Chassam Sofer asked those questions. So he answered like this. Moshe Rabbeinu had a major problem. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, go make for me a Mikdosh. Make for me a Mokom, like we said before, where there can be Hashroes, Hashchina, forever. Right? Wow, that's a big task. Okay. And I will be able to be happy to be there. And then Akiva said, no problem, you know how to do it, like I did in Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Shemayim Mishkan made back on his Bochu. Moshe Rabbeinu gefek the kash. How is it possible for Masay Odom, boss of Odom, to copy exactly what Kishbohu did? Hakishbohu, the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Boyne Lomos. He made the Mishkan. That Mishkan is Echveis. How can I make the same? It's not a Shaykh. My input, I'm a human being, I'm a physical being. That Mishkan you saw in Shemayim was made purely from Shekhinah, from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The maker was top. How can I copy that? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha. And Akishbohu answered it like this. The only way that can work, that a yid can make a mikdash satisfactorily, that Akishbohu can dwell there, is if this yid makes himself kadosh first, he works on himself and makes himself an ish kadosh, and if he becomes an ish kadosh, how's an ish kadosh? As the Chovas Baba says, moyes ba'olam hazeh u'betanukei olam, moyes. Not he doesn't chase after the pleasure of this world. Moyes, ach, oil mazeis, ach. Not interested at all. And evet a heilige yid, evet a heilige mensch. And mamela, if you become a heilige mensch, the Rebbeinu is within you. But also li mikdash, make yourself into a heilige zach mikdash. Then v'shochanti v'soichom, then I can be inside you. If I'm inside you, so when you go and make the mikdash, you're making it with me together. Therefore, kachol ashan mishkan. That's the repetition. You make the first osuli is make for me and make yourself into a mikdash, and then you will be able to make a mishkan, because that's what Hashem wants—a mishkan, a dwelling place. Like I showed you, v'chein tasu. If you are a mikdash, then you'll be able to do what I tell you to do. Okay. Now, finally, again, I think I've showed this again, but for this, in the doimer ve'ir, shmeli ve'ir, is azoy. By the oroin, Rashi says that the pasuk says, make an oroin of wood, with tzipisa oisa zohav tohor, cover it with pure gold, mi bayis, as we translate it from the inside, or mi chutz, so wait a minute, a wooden box. Mibayis, cover it inside, or michutz, and cover it outside with gold. That's what the pasuk says. So Rashi says, Gimel aroinus also betzalel. Betzalel came along and made three boxes, one of wood and two of gold. And then Rashi says, what did he do? He picked up the wooden one and put it inside the golden one. And then he picked up the golden one and put it inside there. And now the wooden one is covered. Mibayis or michutz. Very nice. Very, very nice indeed. So, a few questions. First of all, if you do it the way Rashi said it, that's a sensible way to do it. It'd be silly to put that one in there to pick up those two. It's heavier, right? But don't worry, it's pretty heavy. Right? So therefore, it's sensible to take this first and put that in, and then put that one in. That's the easiest way and the sensible way. Oh, but the state is impossible. If you're doing that, if you are putting that inside there, if you're putting that inside there, what are you covering?
Outside.
The outside. And then when you do that, you're covering the inside. So what was the order? Cover the outside, then cover the inside. Don't state in the pasuk, be bayis and be chutz. Cover the inside, then the outside. So, next question. Who told you to make three boxes? Where zocht? Did they make three mizbechos? They make one wooden box and either dip it in liquid gold, I don't know, I'm not a goldsmith, dip it in liquid gold, or plate it with plate of gold. Thin sheets of gold, that's how they make the tits, a plate of gold. So, there's all, where who state? Who gave the authority to make three aronas? What is going on here? Thus great, the Maril Diskin says, that's the problem in the pasuk here. So he says, Zeh are good. The fee Zeh is obvious that the Gemara learnt when the Pasuk says, mi bayis o mi chutz, it doesn't mean the way we translate it, cover it on the inside and cover it on the outside. Because if that would be the case, they're doing it the wrong way around. Mi bayis means from using, you should cover it with gold. I've got a wooden box and cover it, mi bayis, from using an inside, mi bayis, use the inside of something to cover it, um mi chutz, and from using an outside. Now, a sheet of gold, if you have a sheet of gold, it's not got an inside and an outside, it's all the same. The only thing that's got an inside and an outside is a box. So now he has to make three boxes, and he took this and put it inside here. What is he using for covering? He's taking this, goes in here first. What's he using to do the covering? The inside of this box. So, mi bayis, first cover using, by putting that box in there, he is using the inside of the bigger box to cover it. O mi chutz, and when he puts this one in there, what's he using? The outside of the box. O mi chutz, let's have a look. Now, may the kaem vat ala kashin, that's my real disc here. Without the boxes. Where's the hat, the box?